Good afternoon. Welcome at Pegas Nonwovens conference call, the purpose of which is to present the first half 2015 unaudited consolidated results. The format of the call as well as the speakers will be as usual, so let me introduce the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. František Řezáč.
Good afternoon.
And the Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Marián Rašík.
Good afternoon.
The management will now deliver a presentation which is available at our website in section Investors and Media, subsection Financial Results and Presentations. Afterwards, we will proceed with a Q&A session. So now let me hand over to Mr. Řezáč.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon again. In the second quarter, we achieved good results. The year-on-year EBITDA decline was in line with our expectation and was mostly caused by external factors. As we declared already in our report, for the first quarter, we were expecting a positive contribution of the pass-through mechanism to be eliminated during the second quarter. Indeed, the polymer prices grew aggressively throughout the second quarter and peaked at the end of June. The prices have stabilized since then, or to be more accurate, they have weakened slightly. The other factor which put pressure on our EBITDA was the revaluation of the share option plan, which has been driven by the strong appreciation of our share price. In fact, EBITDA adjusted for the effect of this revaluation grew actually by 9.5% in the second quarter in year-on-year comparison. On the more positive note, I would like to express our satisfaction with the production performance, both in the Czech Republic and in Egypt. There were no unexpected major disruptions to production, and so we continued producing near record levels. The slight decrease in production between the first and the second quarter this year was due to scheduled maintenance breaks. To finish the introduction, I must say that I am also very satisfied with the refinancing that we finished in July. Not only that we achieved very favorable terms, most importantly, we were provided with long-term financing, which will serve for further development of our company. Now let me hand over to Marián, who will take you through the financial part of the presentation.
Thank you, František. So let me take you through the key highlights of the second quarter. Our revenues in the second quarter amounted to 51.1 million euro, which means a slight decline of less than 3% compared with the second quarter of 2014. Comparing the first and the second quarter of 2015, the drop in sales was primarily caused by the development in the polymer prices. The delay with which the polymer prices are reflected in sales is approximately 3 months. So the sales in the second quarter were to a great extent determined by the very low polymer prices levels which prevailed in the first quarter. The EBITDA figure for the second quarter reached 8.9 million euro, down by 9.6% compared to the same period last year. The revaluation of the stock option plan alone had a negative impact of 1.8 million euro in the second quarter of 2015 and was caused by our share appreciating by almost 20% in the corresponding period. Altogether, in the first half, the revaluation itself amounted to over 2.5 million euro. If we adjust for the effect of the stock option plan revaluation, the EBITDA actually grew year on year by 9.5% in the second quarter, respectively 8.7% in the first half. Rising polymer prices were another big contributor to the EBITDA decline. The development of the polymer prices is illustrated on the last slide and shows a reversal in the trend of falling prices at the end of the first quarter. Since then, the prices have gone up significantly, namely almost 25% quarter on quarter, and they were reflected in the higher expense on consumption of raw materials. Apart from the financial performance in the second quarter, I would also like to comment on the refinancing that we successfully finished in July. we issued senior unsecured bonds in equivalent of about euro 100 million in private bond placements with maturity of 7 and 10 years. I believe we were given very attractive terms, especially considering the long-term nature of financing. The bond issues, which were denominated in Czech crowns, were swapped into euro. The proceeds from refinancing were used to completely repay the bank debt. The outstanding free cash will be used for partially buyback of bonds maturing in November 2018 and for further investments, including announced buyback of the Pegas own shares. Together with the public bond issue from last November, Pegas' current outstanding external debt amounts to about 180 million euro with average duration almost 7 years and effective euro fixed rate of 3.3% per annum. Let's now skip directly to slide number 7 and take a look at the detailed statement of comprehensive income. I have already commented on the sales and EBITDA. The slide shows in more detail the impact of the share option plan revaluation, which is accounted for within staff cost. As far as the items below EBITDA are concerned, in the first quarter we reported high unrealized FX gains due to the US dollar sharply strengthening against euro. In the second quarter, the FX rates development was not so dramatic and the slight depreciation in euro-dollar FX rate was to a certain extent compensated by appreciation of the Czech crown against euro. So the overall figure for FX gains and losses is insignificant in the second quarter. Interest expenses declined in comparison with the same period last year as a result of improved indicators of indebtedness, which determine the interest rate margin. Going forward, as I have already mentioned, we are effectively a Eurofixed interest rate payer, and so the interest expenses will be primarily determined by the amount of the bonds outstanding. This amount can be eventually changed based on our decision to repurchase some of the bonds maturing in November 2018. As for the tax expense, the year-on-year increase is attributable to the expiry of the investment incentives period in the form of corporate income tax reduction for one of the production subsidiaries in the Czech Republic. On the next slide, I would like to point out to revenue breakdown by products. So in the second quarter of 2015, hygiene products confirmed the company's stable position in the market when they represented 83.3% of total sales. The reduction in the share of products for the hygiene segment was, to a greater extent, the result of the development of polymer prices, where the price transfer mechanism has a shorter delay for non-hygiene products than for products for the hygiene industry. In an environment of growing polymer prices, it is the case that polymer prices are transferred faster into the final customer prices for non-hygiene products, meaning that their share on revenues is optically increased. Next slide. The split by geography shows a decline in the Central and Eastern Europe, which was compensated by growing proportion of exports to countries outside of Europe. Next slide. Cost composition remains stable, as the dominant portion of the cost is represented by consumption of raw materials. The only notable change is the increase in the proportion of staff costs, which was caused by the revaluation of the option stock plan. Proportion of the depreciation expenses also grew slightly, mainly because of the USD appreciation, which has an impact on the depreciation expense in Egypt translated into euro. Next slide. Referring to statement of financial position, on the balance sheet, I would like to draw your attention to the following points. First, inventories. The level of inventories went up mainly as a result of revaluation of finished products in line with the increase of polymer prices between the end of the first and the second quarter. Another factor behind the increase in inventory levels was very good production. Second point, bank loans and short-term financial debt reflect the situation before refinancing. The outstanding bank debt of about 60 million euro was repaid using the proceeds from the bond issues. The third point, net debt decreased by about 7 million euro during the second quarter and amounted to 142.2 million euro as at 30th of June. And the fourth point, trade and other payables include a dividend payable in October in the amount of 10.6 million euro. The balance adjusted for this dividend is in line with the balance as at the end of the first quarter 2015 and reflects the fact that we continue using the advantage of early prepayments for the polymer purchases as much as possible. With regards to cash flow statement, it reflects what has already been pointed out, so let me skip to the next slide regarding CapEx development. The capital expenditure was very moderate in the second quarter and comprised solely of maintenance CapEx. Now let me hand over back to František, who will talk about the update of our guidance for the rest of the year and about the dividend payout.
Thank you, Marian. With respect to the guidance, I can confirm that the results for the first half are in line with our expectations. The results for the rest of the year will be affected mainly by the development of the polymer prices, which seem to have culminated recently, and hopefully should follow the oil prices, which went down recently. Another factor to be considered is the development in the price of our shares, which will have an impact on the revaluation of the stock option plan. Taking into account the results and respecting the current developments in the non-wovens textile and polymer market in the EMEA region, we confirm the guidance for 2015 and expect this year EBITDA in a range of 44 and 48.5 million euro. As for the CapEx, we estimate that total capital expenditure will not exceed 10 million euro for the whole year 2015. Finally, I believe I will not surprise anyone when I say that our annual general meeting held in June approved a dividend of 1.15 euro per share. This represents an increase of 5 euro cents compared with the previous year and reflects our commitments to the progressive dividend policy. This is the end of our presentation. We are now ready to answer your questions.
As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, you will need to press the hash key. And let me remind you once again, if you wish to ask a question or simply make a comment, you will need to press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, you will need to press the hash key. And we have the first question coming from Peter Jurger from Avaron. Please ask your question.
Hello, it's actually Peter Prisal instead from Tallinn. I have two questions. Firstly, maybe you can comment on the situation on the expansion plans in the future. So was there any clarity that has come in the course of the last quarter? And the second question is related to that. I understood that you have now approved the share buyback plan. So how did you come to this conclusion that now it was a reasonable time to buy back the shares? Thank you.
Thank you. Regarding our expansion plans, I think that we are in the final stage of our decision-making process, and I hope that we will be able to inform you about our decision by the end of September. It means that it should come very soon, this decision, and I think that this is only information which I can provide now.
With regards to share buyback, we just refer to, let's say, approval from the shareholders meeting in 2011, which gives authorization to the board of directors to exercise purchase of own shares up to 10%. As we announced, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, in the first stage, we would like to purchase up to 5% of Pegas shares, and these shares will be partially used for potential settlement of option of option program and partially for cancellation.
And may I ask for the follow-up? So do I understand correctly that with regards to the expansion plan, the announcement can also be that there will be no expansion at this stage, or rather there is a question what and where would be established?
I think that we need to make a final decision, and it isn't only about the internal discussion. It is about a discussion with the supply of technology and so on and so on. It means that it is a little bit more complicated, and as I said, we are in the final stage of negotiation and internal discussion, and I think that we will be informing the market by the end of September. That really, I cannot tell you more now.
Okay. From this, I read that you are basically preparing something, and now it depends on conditions. So.
It is your interpretation.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, once again, if you wish to ask a question, you can press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. And it seems that we don't have any more questions at this point, so please continue. We have actually just received a question from Bob Trumpota from JT Bank. Bob, please ask your question.
Hi, good afternoon. First of all, thanks for the presentation. I have one question, if I may. I'm sure you've closely follow the situation and Unipetrol, and Unipetrol is one of the main suppliers of polymers, and after a recent accident, Unipetrol won't be able to deliver basic materials. So the question is clear. Do you expect any impact to your numbers?
I think that what I can tell you now, maybe you are aware of our internal policy, business continuity plan. We keep some safety stock of raw materials. We are keeping some safety stock of final products. I think that we now have got very good support from other suppliers of polypropylene from our long-term partners. We believe, and it should be confirmed next week, we believe that Unipetrol will start the production at least partly. But generally, even without this production, we will be able to, we will have enough material in September, and we will be still keeping our standard level of safety stock at the end of September. It means that, and we have the promises from our other suppliers to continue with this support when we will need that. It means that now we are on safe side.
Well, if one more follow-up, if I may, and if supplies won't be renewed, let's say in one quarter, in 3 months, can we expect any impact?
You know that it will be difficult to give you the answer now. I don't believe that we would be without polypropylene. Okay, then if no production at Unipetrol, maybe it would impact our, let's say, purchase price of polypropylene. That it might be a little bit higher because you know that we would need, let's say, to get some incremental volume from our supplier, maybe to find some other suppliers. But I don't expect this situation.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question or simply make a comment, you can still press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. And it seems that there is no more questions at this point, so please continue.
Well, if there are no more questions, then I would like to thank for your attention, and we will speak again in 3 months' time. Thank you. Thank you very much for participation and goodbye.